Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. 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 Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm, sir. Improvise, improvise.
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host Lumis of People Beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book.
Welcome everyone, welcome again to Chant It Down Radio. I'm your host Lumis, and I'm here today to share with you some more information. This is episode 7, and hope you've been enjoying the other episodes we've had of Chant It Down Radio. Just the beginning, just kind of getting things started, and just doing an off the head, kind of on the fly show tonight. Some topics have been sparked in my head that I wanted to get out, and I thought I would share it. Just a little chant down. And continuing, you know, we have this show is just kind of a show on its own, but there's been a few topics I've been starting, and we'll be continuing the topic of the real Skyfall with our very special guest on Sunday, the 15th, at which would be 2 o'clock West Coast time, 5 o'clock East Coast time. Our special guest will be Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy is a famous documentarian and movie maker, activist into this whole issue we were talking about on the previous show. But tonight, this is a little bit of a rant down, chant down. That's, I guess, what I'm going to call it for the night. And what it's all about is, you know, a couple days ago was the anniversary of the 9/11 bombings. And that was a pretty crazy day for many people. And I feel that a lot of people got mistook by what happened on that day, and there's a lot of information out there already about it, but I thought I'd share with you a little personal story of mine that sparked the whole idea for this short little show here I'm going to share with you. And occasionally I do have to work out in the general public. Sometimes I go out and I'm kind of disappointed, and definitely this time I was very disappointed in some of the people I met out there. And I met a family, a military family from, I think they were from Michigan, and I was talking with them, and you know, they just had this very, I should say, like impatient energy about them, a very American energy about them. They were very pro-American. They were wearing their red, white, and blue on that day of the anniversary of the 9/11 catastrophe. And, of course, the lady had her cross necklace on, and they just carried themselves very haughty, very, very self-righteous. And I could just kind of read into them as I just, you know, listened to them talk and what they had to say. But cut it short, basically I started overhearing them talking about the different countries like Afghanistan and all the other countries over there, the Inuitistan, and I thought I'd, you know, just kind of chime in with a little funny conversation piece. I said, well, you know, how many countries actually Inuitistan, how many of those countries are there? And I was telling them how I would probably fail big time the geography test of that area. There's just so many of those countries. And the guy said, well, there's too many of them, and really we just need to kill them all off because they're all terrorists, and we need to just kill them all off. They grow like a weed. And that really kind of just blew my mind. I haven't been around people like that in a really long time. I just was like, wow, I forgot these people exist. like this, to think this way. And I was just kind of thrown back. I actually said, did you repeat that? And he said pretty much the same thing again. And, you know, just they were just very proud people. And I kept my mouth shut. The reason I kept my mouth shut is, what's the point? People that are already set in their ways and set on in such a strong way like themselves, a military, generational military family, I just thought, why bother? But in my head, I was pretty upset. And I could have got upset, and I could have argued a lot of things. And, well, would it have done any good? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. But this show, I'm going to chant them down. And that's what we do on this radio show, is we chant down Babylon. We chant down the system. We chant down the corruption. And what we do that for is so we can see truth. And truth matters. Truth is what is. And it's unchanging, and it's what we really need to know, whether we like it or not. But, yeah, so chanting them down. So, really, they believe this whole story that's been propped up as this terrorist thing. And, you know, it's there's a lot of angles to look at it. And I'm going to share with you mine. I mean, did they really understand? Have they ever even thought? Have they ever even looked at the video of Building 7, which collapsed, you know, pancaked into itself, never touched by a plane? And if you look at that, you see, well, controlled demolition. Have they ever thought about that? No, probably not. They probably never thought about this ridiculous story. They just took it for face value of whatever the media told them. And, you know, did they ever think of that the plane that hit the Pentagon could have easily been intercepted by Andrews Air Force Base only like 7 miles away? You know, why didn't that happen? Did they ever think about that? Or that Flight 93 disintegrated into the ground, yet they found a bandana of one of the terrorists. Cloth survived, yet pieces of... There was nothing bigger than about the size of a phone book they found in that whole wreckage. You know, does that draw any suspicion? Have these people ever thought of that? No, I don't think so. Or let's say the Pentagon, when cameras at a gas station right across the street from the Pentagon suddenly didn't work, and all four videos they got of the Pentagon that day don't show a plane hit the Pentagon. So, you know, there's still really no evidence of that one, yet everybody just assumes, well, that's just what happened. And, you know, many people, different people have reported seeing explosives in the subway under the World Trade Center. Lots of people. People heard explosives. These people never probably thought about this. Never compared the building collapses with controlled demolition videos. I doubt that they would ever think that, because that they would have to really think that maybe there's somebody not telling them the truth, and they wouldn't even want to go there. You know, the story is ridiculous when you really break it apart. You know, two of the terrorists trained at U.S. military schools. Not a little bit suspicious? Or how about two that live with an FBI agent? Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. Yeah, some of the 19 hijackers are still alive today. Well, how did that happen? You know, people don't really think about this story. You know, one of the terrorists flunked out of flight school and was said to be a waste of resources by somebody and couldn't even control a small Cessna. That person was the flight instructor. I mean, so these people who flew the planes into the buildings did some incredible maneuvers, yet barely, you know, flunked out of plane school or flying school. I mean, that's just insane. What I really find one of the most insane things that people have actually bought is that they found a passport in 185,000 tons of melted steel and twisted metal that came from an exploded plane. So they're telling us that a passport of one of the terrorists survived a plane that blew up in all this hot fuel that melted steel and twisted metal, and they found it? I don't know. You know, these people have bought this whole official version, hook, line, and sinker. And then, of course, you have the project of the New American Century. That one is just insane. Describes 9/11 perfectly and underlines what they wanted, the new Pearl Harbor and all that. Have these people ever thought about that? No, of course they've not. And then just the whole story. I mean, box cutters. I mean, people, terrorists with box cutters inside of a plane, and take everybody hostage with these little blades that even if you did pierce someone in, let's say, the neck, well, somebody else could grab that person and grab that box cutter right out of the hand. Even the person getting stabbed could probably still wrestle that other person and throw them on the ground, at least if they were, you know, realizing that their plane was about to crash or this was really going on. It just doesn't make any sense. It's a stupid story on the face. And I think, like I've heard other researchers talk about, that it was almost designed to where it caught this other half of people that were paying attention to the story and dissected it to actually, it sort of caught them in its own net, its own little safety net where they caught those people too. And, you know, I'm not knocking the 9/11 truth. I think it's really important, and I think it's really a crucial thing for people to understand the truth about the story. But it also created that other dichotomy of people too. Yet I think we need to turn the thing on its head even more and really look at things a little bit better. But, you know, these people, I just hadn't met people like this in a long time. It just threw me off. I was like, wow. I guess maybe because I live here in the Hawaiian Islands, and we have a little less of that kind of attitude over here than you might find on the mainland U.S. So it was really difficult for me to like, all of a sudden be jarred by that comment. I mean, I don't think they ever thought that the rest of the world views America as a self-righteous, arrogant country that lures the rest of the world into its ways. They probably have never thought of that either. Of course these people have never thought about that. They've never questioned anything. They've bought it all hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, also I remember him talking about these terrorists threatens this very way of life. But let's look at this very way of life. But really, this way of life threatens the rest of the world with violence, robbing resources, enslaving the world to their ways. So exactly what way of life is this? Is this a free way of life? Are we free? I've asked this question on many shows. Are we free? Free to go to work? I know that everybody is free to go to work, but are you free? Are you really free? Well, not a question that you would really get from these people. They would never answer that. And, you know, it's just crazy to me. These people were claiming Christianity as their religion, and yet they think it's okay to go kill others in other countries. You know, where is the morality there? If Jesus Christ knocked on these people's door, they would open the door, and they would shut the door back in his face. They would think he was a stinky bum, and they wouldn't even acknowledge any of the good traits. Because these people are so far gone from the teachings of Jesus that they don't even realize where they're at, if they can justify killing. And, you know, I think it's important to notice always that in the situations of war and killing and violence into other countries, that notice it's always the leaders and their henchmen that are brainwashed, that want war. Now, what about all the innocent civilians in any country that just live? Do they really want war? Probably not, unless they've been completely brainwashed, which of course is what every country does. And so, yeah, let's chant this down. Let's take this a little bit further. Let's chant down countries. You know, why do we need countries? It's crazy. You know, that we are brainwashed into serving our country is because it's just this area of land we were born into, and we're supposed to be these certain types of people, when really it's imaginary borders, these imaginary lines. And so, you know, I chant that down. I'm not a nationalist of any sort. I think people get too caught up in that and realize that, you know, that is the brainwash from the media. The media has told them pretty much everything to think. And their perspectives have been crafted by the media. I mean, think about people and politics. I know this little saying, this little quote, you know, people's beliefs and convictions are in almost every way, in every case, gotten at second hand and without examination from authorities who have themselves not examined the questions at issue, but have taken them at hand, second hand, from other non-examiners. Basically, the sheep follow the sheep, follow the sheep, follow the sheep. And so you just have all these people buying these perspectives as truth on the face without looking at it. And, you know, politics, we really want politicians. And, you know, these people were what you would call right-wing Americans who think that they have God's will to go invade other countries and kill. And that's one side of this left-right paradigm. But then there's the left-wingers, those who think that their very way of life is fine too, just with the front that they care more about the environment and more about humanity, and, you know, they stand for just these little different things. But really, we need to chant them down too. Chant all that down. Why do we want leaders? Why do we want people to tell us what to do? Why do we want to have slaves and masters? Why do we want to be enslaved or slave to anybody? You know, why is that we want to be told what to do? Is it because we don't want personal responsibility? So I chant down leaders. Let's chant that down too. Let's take it further. Let's chant down the media also, because the media is what has controlled a lot of our perspectives. And I'm talking about not just turning on the TV. I'm talking about movies that have reinforced it, even video games and everything. Who would you be without all of that? Who would you be? So chant down the media. Chant that down as well. And chant down money. We don't need money. You know, why do we need money? What does money do for us, really? Do we really need money? I mean, I always think that money is an unnecessary step for survival. You know, we don't really need all this stuff to survive. We need to eat food, and we need to drink water, and we have to do all this other crazy stuff so we can do that and have a space to live. You know, we don't need it. We don't need to pay to exist. So I chant down money. And a lot of people get caught up in money because money is their religion. It is. People worship money. And, of course, these people do as well. They worship money. And, of course, let's chant down their jobs. Chanting down the job. I mean, you know, we are supposed to go to a job every day because we have to make this money. And, what if we didn't need money? Would you really go to your job? Is that really your purpose? Or is it just what you think you have to do in order to survive? So chant down your job, chant down your school, the school that has schooled you and indoctrinated you and turned you into who you think you need to be in order to succeed in this world and get a job and go to work and make money. Chant down your job. Chant down it all. You know, chant down the very way of life. Chant down civilization. Civilization, something that's been crafted by people who were conquerors, who basically many lives were killed and land stolen in order to build a civilization for human beings. You have to look at that. You have to look at that. Well, we live in a world that has been, we've been taken away from our food sources, live on in these houses where we stay every day, and we all have our own little private doors and walls we get behind, and we don't often communicate with those outside of us. And this civilization where everybody lives on top of each other, stacked up in these cubicles, I call them, these places to live, to make a living. And I've gone over that in other shows, and we'll continue to go over that topic. But chant down that all. You know, that's what we do, is we chant down everything and really look at the truth. And that's important on this show, of course. And welcome to the People Beyond Perspective, where we chant it all down to the truth. So, when you throw away all that, when you throw away all that and look at how we're supposed to live on the planet, taking the model of the indigenous people, the people who knew how to live on planet Earth, the real Earth people, not those that fought each other, but the people that lived on the land and had a civilization based on hunter-gatherers and had access to all the plants and knew what to eat, what not to eat, the medicines, knew how to, you know, use a fire appropriately and use this planet without, and always give back, always giving back to the land. So, you know, whatever you take, you give back. And that has been long lost, but that's what we need. That's what we need to chant it down to. And it's an important thing to at least use as a model to understand where we're supposed to be and see where, how far out we can really go as such as those people. So what do we need? We need love. We need love from our loved ones. We need community. We need joyous community. We need people that are on the same vibration. And we need food, and we need water, and shelter, and those things those are the things that could make up life here on Earth. And I just think that, that's where we need to chant it down to. And these people, I chant them down to the fullest degree. These people are warmongers, people that want to have a life so that they can live selfishly on the planet, while everybody else suffers everywhere else, and they can rule. And that's far from humanity's natural state. Far, far from humanity's natural state. So who are we really? Who are you really? Who are we beyond all this? We're people beyond. We are people beyond the norm, people beyond all this, seeing it from an angle of way out. And that's how we do on Chant It Down Radio, is we chant it down.
Who are you anyway, who would you be if you were completely naked today, running through wilderness and you've been away, been astray, coming back, you see the wilderness in a tank, and it takes you to it, you got used to it, in the subtlest depth, you got used it, but it's the lies and told since you were 5 years old, and it's part of the mold, and you're immune to it, you got used to it, you got used to it, in the sun test, you got used to it, but if the fire's inside, and you were ready to rise, you wanna get up and try to spit truth to it, we've been raised in a place where the humans are the place, from the nature of away on the concrete race, as a baby, your baby compared to the strange, from a daily decay, now you're not even phased, and you're very afraid, you remain the tension, and now it's all up in your face, like a constricting about your legs. You tried to prevent it, and did it, or put you back. Got used to it, you got used to it. All the constant laws, you got used to it. You got used to it, you got used to it. Everything around you, you got used to it. Stand it down. I stand right now. I'm on my own, I'm not all alone. I'm in my zone, on the microphone. I'm not a clone, I'm original, I'm individual. You can't devise me, I'm not divisible. I'm just trying to be solid, I'm just going wherever I feel like I can frolic. I'm going all over the place. No pace, no page to read from, see from, feed from. I steam from, I steam off the, and I'm like a vent. I just come on out, and wherever I go, I bend, and I transcend, and I try to go where there's no end, and I just go where I can go to the next.
Now we from a Texas coming through and expect that people need to get off their ass and do something and use something and move something and lose something that they have as their ego. They tend to just chant it down. And you know, you should be planted down in the ground like a garden. Pardon, you really should be doing that and barging through the walls and the everything that's solid. You know, just gotta be solid and giving it people different perspectives. You can play detective, be an investigator, save it for later. I just gonna go wherever I go, and I'm never a traitor. I'm an original. I just go right here, and I'm just me, and I'm real, and I'm fulfilled. I don't take no magic pill. I just come through with the thrill, and just coming through with the spill, and just kind of be like an eel going through the different rocks and waves, and going through the waves. I just kind of try to say, don't behave, don't be clean shaved. Do whatever you can just to escape. Do something different. Get on your cave. Be more like a superhuman superpower. Don't get devoured. Let them take the ticking hours of your life away. You know, our life goes in many ways. In many ways, never behave. I just try to say that we gotta not stay and take away. Chant it down. Until next time, chant down Babylon. Chant down.
Are you awake now?